We top the charts in entertainment, gossip, music, sports. Other radio stations are jealous. We are Unio 100.7 FM.
You should know you're listening to the Cruise Block Show with Tindy on 100.7 Unio FM.
Glitches.
This is a brand new banger, and you heard it first on Unio 100.7 FM on the Cruise Block Show with Jindy.
One, two, three,
banga.
100.7 FM.
Be the station 100.7 Unio FM, the work station, and you can never put us on DND. Don't listen to Ramarai, don't listen to him, don't never put anyone on DND. If you're passing through a lot or a lot is passing through you, please don't put your phone on DND. People have to call in and take up on you. That particular song is from his new EP, talking about the man Remo, the superboy of Maven Record. That particular song is called DND from his new EP, and the name of the EP is The Ravage EP by Remo. If you're a Rever, you know, recently he came out to say that he's not part of the Illuminati. All this batch you're seeing, I'm from Edo State, I'm from Benin. What flies in the night and the sky of Benin? That's what he said. You know, it's the batch, you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Cruise Block Show, your Friday company right here on this frequency, 100.7 FM. On the Cruise Block, we have a whole lot of things lined up for you. And on the Cruise Block today, we have a segment that is for society and culture, and it's a very dicey topic for that particular part of the show. But now for this first part of the show, I'm going to do all the entertainment stories, all the gist trending, and also all the new songs that has dropped. Just so you know, Scales came out with a new EP, and the name of the EP is Proof of Life. A few weeks ago, the main of the EFCC raided his home in Lagos, and he posted, he went on a ranting spree on Twitter, posted a lot of videos and and also a lot of text talking about the experience and how traumatic it was. And just so you know, this man came with a new EP, and the name of the EP is Proof of Life. And on one of the songs I love the EP is As I Wake Up, one of the songs I play when I wake up in the morning, and it keeps me in my element. Okay, it makes me feel alive and going. I don't need any negative energy when I wake up in the morning. If you have it, please keep it aside. So ladies and gentlemen, talking about a new album, Mr. Easy came out with a new album, and the name of the album is Evil Genius. He's been going with that name for a long time now on Twitter, and a lot of people are saying, I know, when you were a bit close to Otedola, why won't you be an evil genius? Because when money is flowing in, your genius level and your creativity level will be at the peak of it. So he dropped a new album, and he featured, she's a 5-time Grammy Award winner, talk about Angelique Kidjo, and also the man Techno. On the show today, I'm joined by the ever amazing co-host. She compliments me a lot. And ladies and gentlemen, audience members, please, a shout for her. In the studio with me as my co-host today on the Chris Block Show is Shadow Promzy. Shadow, how you doing today?
I'm so thrilled, and thank you so much for introducing me like that. And to our audience, thank you so much.
This is a weekend company, and this is a Friday company, and all the listeners, all the cruisers out there, because this is a cruise block, and the cruisers want the energy to be on steward, you know.
I know that. And, yeah. And in case you're just gonna vibe to us, and in case you have things to do this Friday, this is Friday, TGIF. You need to go out there, have some fun.
What's the best day of the week for you?
I would say Wednesday.
Fridays for me, because I know I have new music dropping. There's a freestyle Friday, I have new music dropping, and I have to listen to all the songs that have dropped that day. I'm always in my mood knowing that I'm going around the Spotify, I have new songs that have dropped to listen to, so I'm always in my element.
Back then, I would probably say Fridays, because I had this notion in my mind that when I grow older, yeah, Fridays would be for chilling out with friends, partying, yeah, getting high,
clubbing. Yeah.
But then as I grow older, I realize that there's so much more to life than just clubbing. Like I said, Wednesdays are my best days. I get to sit down to reminisce on Monday and Tuesday. What did I do? What did I achieve? And then that would determine what I would do on Thursday and Friday. Because Saturday is already out of the picture. Saturday is already like one of those days to sit down to have a sober reflection of what happened in 5 days that just passed. So I don't know about you, but in case you just don't want to vibe, you don't want to go outside, in case you're depressed or feeling lonely at the top, then join us. We could make you feel really good.
We will make you feel really good, just so you know, because the guests that are lined up for the conversations are, I would say, a bit very neat and dope. And now let's talk about this. It's been trendy. Davido has been in the news and the conversation everywhere on all social media platforms that is owing people, not just celebrities, the lifestyle they live and stuff. He sang Unavailable in his album Timeless, but now Sings is unavailable to pay the debt, you know?
He's really, really unavailable. It's kind of impossible. It's nearly impossible for a man like Davido to owe.
Yeah?
I mean, come on. If I for example, and I'm not there, but yeah, I'm not owing anybody. I'm not even owing MTN. How much will Davido, but maybe he's owing his workers, or maybe it could just be speculations.
Yeah?
Speculation just, but I'm not sure a man like Davido could owe. And then talking about the Mervyn's record, we heard about Don Jazzy wanting to
sell
most of those.
You know what Easy did with Sony Music when he sold his catalog to Sony Music? He sold at a rate of $1 million.
That's
much money.
That was huge. But like, for example, you know, we let land appreciate so that we could sell them at a higher rate.
Yeah?
He would let his record label to stay for a while, like maybe now.
Yeah,
he would have made tons of millions from that.
And he's already making money, because you have catalogs from the likes of Rema.
Yeah,
you have catalogs from Iris Star. You have one for Crayon. A lot of catalogs in the label. So you're combining all of this, and you're trying to tell these people, we want to buy a share here, just come and let's do this music thing together. So I would say Don Jazzy is trying to do business in a very perfect way.
Of course. And then, okay, let me drag you back a little bit. Talking about Mr. Easy featuring Techno, we need to understand what happened to Techno between that time he skipped music. Honestly, when Nitus skipped music for a while, what happened?
Techno is a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Eve song by Davido was a song he produced. He wrote and produced that song for Davido. Now, the thing is, Techno is a producer. And now, we have seen what is happening the Nigerian music industry. We've seen producers becoming artists.
Mm-hmm.
Young John, the wicked producer. And also we have Feels. And now these people did well as producers and also doing well as musicians, right? So the thing is, Techno, he was producing at some point. We thought he was just a musician, but he's more of a producer. The song Buga, Kizaniel featured him on that particular song, but a lot of people did not even pay attention to the Techno part.
Exactly.
So it was as if Techno was not even in that song.
Exactly.
Yeah, Kizaniel took the whole thing. He embodied Techno in that song. And we didn't even know if Techno was in the song, you know?
I'm sure most of our listeners listening to you or just getting to know that Techno was on that song for the first time right now. And I want to say, whatever happened to DJ Neptune, most of these DJs Back then, I was always waiting for Sounds of Neptune. I'd be like, oh yeah, that's my man.
It started with Jimmy Jatt. Now, Jimmy Jatt started featuring artists. Then we saw Exclusive, DJ Exclusive. We saw Spino, Neptune. Neptune is doing well. But the thing is, they're not singing.
Mm-hmm.
These DJs are not singing.
No.
They're the ones featuring you on the song. So you have to pay the artist. For example, you're taking someone like Ashake and he's telling you, is collecting you $25,000 for a feature. You have to pay. Then you have an album and you're featuring a lot of artists in that album. You would have to pay for everything. Where is he getting the gigs to play for people and get the money to pay these people? So as DJs, it's actually very hard for them to keep up with everything, I would say, you know. And also talking about techno, he dropped an album and the name of the album was The More The Better. That's the name
more
of the album.
The Better, oh my God.
Yeah, that was the name of the album. Unless
the more what?
The more music, the more Afrobeat, the better.
The more music, the more money, the more women.
So ladies and gentlemen, in case you're just tuning in, we have to let you know that this is a Cruise Block Show on this frequency 100.7 FM, the workstation, and I'm hanging out with the Supergirl,
Shadow Pramzi. Also, you know this saga between Davido and Phina? I think it may have migrated from just Davido and Phina to someone else.
This is what happened. Now, a lot of people said that weeks after the saga, I would say it was a scribble at some point that happened between Phina and Davido on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It said something like a lot of Phina made it happen that Davido started having deep issues and stuff. Now, the thing is, Davido liked a post that was shading Phina. Now, Phina saw Davido's like and was like, oh, probably this man hated me. And now Davido retweeted it and said, that was an honest mistake. I don't know who you are. Now, it's impossible for Davido not to know Phina.
Exactly.
That's just the truth. It's very impossible for Davido not to know Phina. Because the thing is, Davido's lawyer has a fame and the two clients in that fame are Bibi Naja housemates. So how come you don't know this lady? Just say you're just trying to let her know that, ma'am, you're not my type. You get me? You're not my type. If I just want to ring anybody, Instagram models or anywhere, just take any Instagram model, send a message that I might beg and call, you know. But the thing is, might be true that Davido doesn't know her, you know, because Davido's an A-list celebrity.
I know that, but how is it possible that you don't even know Phina?
Might be,
yeah. I thought about that too. I thought it could be possible, but then on the other end, it could also be very much impossible. I mean, when she won, remember when Phina was in Big Brother house?
Yeah.
We had lots of celebrities vying for voting for this person and the other one, and there was kind of a clash between celebrities who they want to win.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way Davido
would have not heard about
exactly
her before.
Yeah. And she's a street queen.
And she's a hype. She says she's a hype
priestess. Yeah, she is.
So ladies and gentlemen, we have news coming from the movies. The movie Ijogbo. And if you don't know the meaning of Ijogbo, it's a Yoruba word that means chaos. Now, Kunle Afolayan, the Nigerian producer and director, and he has the likes of movies like Citation and Ikulapo October 1st, all those kind of movies came from his table. And now this man came with a new one, and he has this thing with introducing new faces to the silver screen.
And that's one beautiful thing I admire about him.
And these people were young. These actors and actresses were just young people just being passionate about the craft. And they did an amazing job in the movie. And the constant theme of the movie was just morals and Jack Parring. There's a word like Jack Parring, living in Nigeria. So the movie is an amazing one. In case you've not seen it, you need to go check it out and you would love it. A lot of people are still talking about the Black Book. You know, Lollywood over the years has evolved over the years, and we can see what has happened. During the AMVC Awards, you had the things that happened between the Delta producers and the mainstream producers. And the thing is, Charles Inoje, the Nigerian actor, said that there's a criteria for submissions if you want to be nominated at the MVCA. So they're not excluding anyone. So if you want to submit, you have to go through the criteria. Do you have these things needed to submit your movies?
You know, when I was a kid, a man said something about Destiny Kids back then. They were actually very popular. This man said that Destiny Kids are not the only kids with this talent. There are other children who are also talented, but then they do not have the ability to go out there and be who they want to be. Giving young Nigerians this platform to be what they are today. I can say, coming up, I know where I started, and I'm so grateful to the radio station that gave me the opportunity. They gave me the playground to be what I am.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember Labyrinth making this tweet about Simon of British Got Talent.
Yeah, Simon Cowell.
Yeah, he said, thank you so much for giving me the platform to play. And look at Labyrinth today. Labyrinth is one of the most celebrated artists out there. Okay, I don't want to talk about Ruth Kadiri. She's also trying. I mean, she's using YouTube to make her money. She's also using young talent like Rex Nosa.
Yeah.
Rex Nosa wasn't that popular back then. He wasn't as popular as he is right now. But this is because Ruth Kadiri decided to give him the floor. Most of our movies, she allows this guy to be the main character, male main character, so he could do his thing. And I've seen some of the movies and the guy is good. He's really good. So yeah, kudos to him out there. Kudos to young artists. Kudos to new actors and actors who want to go out there and do the thing. The sky is your starting.
The sky is big enough for everybody to fly. And coming in right here, and lawmakers have summoned the Malian record boss, talk about Naira Marley, to question him about Mobad's music catalog.
I remember when there was a time this particular issue was getting really heated, and then Naira Marley traveled abroad and said, when he comes back, you will help us with investigation.
Yeah.
That was what he said before he traveled. And now he came back. Okay, I don't want to say that I don't trust Nigerian system anymore. I mean, we saw what happened in the 2023 presidential election.
Yeah.
So ever since then, most of our Nigerians, youth, have lost faith and trust in Nigerian system.
Yeah.
So we have our fingers crossed. Just see what is going to happen at the end of the tunnel.
Let's see what happens at the end of the tunnel. If this particular music catalog will be taken from the record label, and because this man had a son.
Which, yeah, come on, it looks impossible. Looks impossible. I know that NBC has some of Naira Marley's songs are not to be broadcasted.
Yeah.
But even at that, this man has influence. And in a world of today where what you need is just money and influence.
He is the brand ambassador of NDLEA.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So with a man of that kind of affluence and influence, it's going to be really difficult to, you know, have you buying bars.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to go back to the music box. Okay, when we come back, the segment we're entering is for society and culture cruisers. You know how we do this on that segment. Today we're talking about the great food debate, and we have two food side by side, Gary and bread. I'm gonna do this with Promzy, so you're gonna let me know which is gonna go with.
Okay.
Which is your best Sapa food?
I will tell you.
So ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna go back to the music box, and this particular song is coming from the Ezio Cool album by Odumodu Black. And Stormzy posted on his Instagram that Odumodu Black is the coolest kid out there on the block, just so you know. Yeah. In a beat to say Free Palestine, he listed a whole lot of things. He said number one was Free Palestine. The last thing I saw there, I cannot remember everything. This particular song, he features Bloody Civilian and Wale. And the name of the song is Blood on the Dance Floor. I go by the name Jindy the Vibe God, the Cruise Lord. And this is the Cruise Block Show, and I'm hanging out with the best lady.
And Shadow from Z.
And now there'll be blood on the mic, because yeah, the energy we're giving you, okay,
of course,
they take you back to back. So please just listen to this song, and when we come back, we enter in the society and culture segment on the Cruise Block Show. And the topic for today is very cruisy, you know, very cruisy if there's a word like that. So please don't go anywhere.
100.7 FM.
Flash for life, flash forever. It's got to be mad that all got such records again. Me with the block, Nitty. All I know. All I know is that when I did coca, hit and go. All I know is that when I been shooter, hit and go. All I know is that when I did coca, hit and go. All they know is that when I been shooter, hit and go. So, why they wanna cause more? Put them in the cross. Tough, color be their own. Blood, did it on their own. Tough, so why they wanna bring blood down to my front? I don't wanna drink more, yeah, blood on the dance floor. Supposing I falling with my color like this and that. I'm dressed in black. Opportunity no be waiting, I go they look them pass. So I light my pass, light that man with my pumpy. Tear got a knot on the monkey. Shake and yash for my money. Odumodu falla follow the cypher country. I go fill my glass, cup, higher cash. Fun, while I reform. Sean, my ups on the lost. All I know is that when I be coca, hit and go. All I know is that when I be shooter, hit and go. All I know is that when I be coca, hit and go. All they know is that when I be shooter, hit and go. So, why they wanna cross? Put him in the cross. Talk, color be their own. Blood, kill it on their own. Talk, so why they wanna bring blood down to my front? No, I don't wanna drink more blood on the dance floor.
I be always expect these things. Normally. You dey try us, you dey try me. Normally. We came here to party, nana, but you came here to find me. You came here to find me. The thing within my mind.
I go fill my glass, cup, higher cash, phone, while I default. Cause
run for your life, they gon' come for your life. And my one true advice, bring a gun to the fight. Let it go. Kiss the kids and the wife over here, shit get real. If for real could be by when it go. I ain't about to guard like a mother. You bring it to my door, I'ma send you to the goat. The thing about war, you won't never know. Close it, the windows close, they be in the back door. And I don't trust nothing but this God-given flow. Do bollocks of alarm when you pass on dough. They crash out for me, cause I ride for my folks. Take a chance if you want, we gon' dance.
All I know is that when I be coca, hit and go. All I know is that when I be shooter, hit and go. All I know is that when I be coca, hit and go. All they know is that when I be shooter, hit and go. So, I don't wanna cross. Put him in the cross. Talk, come on, be their own. Blood, get it on their own. Talk, so I don't wanna bring
best music on air. 100.7 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another exclusive radio.
Your radio's up.
This is
Unio FM.
Know you rock it.
100.7.
You know the beautiful thing happening here is Odumodu said, what if I come in dressed in black? And guess what? I want to give you a vivid image of what Promzy is wearing right now.
Oh my God.
She is dressed with black on black.
I was actually going to say, you found me dressed in black. That's Sia's, one of Sia's songs.
Yeah?
Okay. And Odumodu, all you talked about was Promzy. This is this song that came to my mind. Hey girl, you're shiny.
That was a hide and seek song from the This Is What I Mean album. And that was my favorite song in the album. Mm-hmm. That song had the most streams too.
Why was that one of your favorite songs?
Did you see the video?
No, I did not.
I saw the video first.
I actually got to know about this song because one of my male friends sent this song to me. I was like, I feel like you're going to like something like this.
The thing is, when Stormzy was in the build up to drop the album, I was following him everything back to back. The essay he wrote before he dropped the album. And that I felt that album was so personal because listening to Heavy Is The Hair, that was one of the albums I loved too. And also listening to This Is What I Mean, I felt he went all out for soul on that particular album. And Hide and Seek was so beautiful.
Oh girl, you're shining.
I know it's Freestyle Friday and I would love to sing.
But I don't want the ladies
I don't want the ladies to fall, you know.
Oh my God, I have a boyfriend.
Because if you fall and you get to see what you ordered versus what you got, what would you do? What would you do?
I know, right? No. You ladies need to know that Jindy is as cute as an angel.
Amen. Listen, gentlemen, let's go back. Can I play you a song from Odumodu Black? And the name of the song is Blood on the Dance Floor by the man Odumodu Black, featuring Bloody Civilian and Wally. And we're heading straight to the next segment of this particular show. For the next segment, we have the best Sakpa food. This is called the Great Food Debate. And we have two contenders. We have Gary and we have Brett. So Promzy, what is your best Sakpa food when you do on a tight budget? Which of this food do you go for?
Okay, so can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
Okay, back then in school, we had this. My roommate and I, each time we were broke, we go with Gary, we buy Gary, and they'll put it in a bowl. Add plenty of water.
Yeah.
Allow it to rise. Add sugar. Add salt. Gary, you're in heaven. You won't even remember that you're broke.
Yeah.
But and then if you have money, you can actually add granulated nuts. And that was what we called it then. Groceries and granulated nuts.
Yeah.
Then if you're rich, you can have your
milk
pasteurized. Oh, come on. Pasteurized cow. I don't want to add the other part because it's radio friendly.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have two show materials for this segment. We have the Vox Pop.
Hold on. Yeah? You've not told me about yours.
For me, I'm a bread person.
Wow.
Yeah, everyone knows I'm a bread person. I enjoy bread so much. Bread in the morning, bread in the night. Anytime I wake up and eat me bread, so far it's soft and it's brown bread, then we don't have issues.
Tiwa Savage said bread is actually our favorite food.
Yeah?
I was like, add beans to it.
I'm not saying the reason why she's my favorite, you know.
Oh, please.
And if she's staying in Lagos, so it's actually easy for her to get egg bread and a wagon.
Exactly.
So it's a good mix-up, you know.
I wonder why both of you have not clashed, like I've not bumped into each other yet.
Probably when I move out to Lagos and start doing my celebrity shows, then I would interview her on my show. Yeah, you know this?
Sure,
and we just hang out and eat a while and bread. What else? Imagination. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play you this show material. I went into the school community. I recorded a Vox Pop. I needed to ask people which of these they would choose. And a lot of people made some picks, you know. And when I play that particular show material, I'm going to play you another show material, which is a voice acting I did for this particular show, The Great Food Debate. Please don't go anywhere. You're still listening to Jindy the Vibe Guard alongside the beautiful lady
and Shadow from Zay.
And this is the Cruise Block Show. Cruisers, stay here with us. Let's do this together. Don't go anywhere.
We top the charts in entertainment, gossip, music, sports. Other radio stations are jealous. We are Unio 100.7 FM.
So today on the Great Food Debate, we actually have two foods, and it's something that, you know, when you have what we call Sakpa, it's serious absence of purchasing ability. When you have Sakpa, you can actually opt for any of these options, any of this food. We have Gary and we have bread. I mean, on the University of Uyo right now, I want to ask students which of these options they would go for when they are struck with serious absence of purchasing ability. So I'm going to ask a few students their take on which of these they would go for if they don't have much money to buy what they need. So if you are with 200 naira, which of these would you go for? Would you go for bread or would you go for Gary?
Well, I think I'll go for bread because bread will hold more. And that means I'll have to select the kind of bread. The bread is not the one that they have used yeast to finish it. The bread must have content. It must be heavy. You know what I'm saying? Make it be like fufu.
Oh no,
know we will get. Papa, know we will get money to chop bread. Now, Gary, I go use my money go buy.
That kind of play. Come on, Gary, I go for like 200 naira. Come on, 2 cups. You feel use them for like how many days? Well, bread we finish now. You go spoil.
Me, I go for bread because I believe so the starch will be there for bread, no feed there for Gary. So bread is okay by me.
I'll go for Gary because, Gary, 2 cups. The market is 2.5 cups. It's going to hold better than bread.
Gary, now I like that now. If you buy 1 cup of Gary, it will last you. Wait till all his bread you.
I think I will choose Gary. Both of them still look alive because if you drink Gary without anything, it no go really hold your body.
Yeah.
So, but if to say both of them, they look suspiciously,
yeah.
I go choose Gary.
First and foremost, what is bread? Let's start from there. Because it is only Gary me I know. Is Gary or nothing else? What am I doing with bread? Somebody who me? No, now. Gary all the way. He's a lifesaver. He's my superhero, my Superman. So, Gary all the way.
It's always Gary. Like, Gary is a lifesaver, honestly. For every supper guy out there, just find Gary.
Turn it up.
Drop it like this.
100.7 FM.
We have all the hits.
It's the only station I listen to.
The hit music station.
The number one hit music station.
I absolutely love your show.
Oh my gosh, I won!
Radio!
Only the best is clean up.
Welcome to the Great Food Debate. Today we have Gary and Brett, two unique contenders, battling it out for the title of the most superior budget-friendly hunger quencher. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce myself. I am Gary, the ultimate sustenance, hailing from the heart of West Africa. When it comes to satisfying an empty stomach on a budget, none can compare to my greatness.
Hey there, folks. I am Bread, the classic American staple. I'm here to show you that simplicity is key, and I'm the king of budget-friendly munching.
Bread, my friend, you may be classic, but can you provide the same satisfaction as a steaming plate of Gary? I mean, come on. I can be eaten with anything. Sugar, granola, soup, you name it.
Well, Gary, let's not forget about versatility. You can make sandwiches with me, toast me, and even dip me in a soup if you like. Plus, I don't require all those extra toppings to taste good.
I am the lifeblood of many West Africans, my friend. I am the solution to hunger and the guardians of wallets. Just add water and I'm good to go.
But Gary, you're not exactly portable. I can be taken anywhere and enjoyed on the go. People don't have to worry about finding water or utensils.
Ah, but bread. Can you match my nutritional value? Packed with energy, vitamins, and minerals. I am a true powerhouse.
Well, I've got whole wheat and also grains. And I'm not too shabby in the nutritional department either. Plus, I am great for sandwiches and burgers. And the verdict is in. Both Gary and Bread have their strength and charm, making them excellent choices for those on a budget. So dear listeners, the real winner is... The real winner is you, because you have these incredible options to satisfy your hunger when money is tight. When you deal on Sakpa, these choices are always there to satisfy your hunger. You heard a whole lot of things in the Vox Pop, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the thing is, I would say Gary won.
Yay, I told you. Come on.
Gary won, but a lot of people are just used to it. And there's this time floating berries and groceries was trending. But right now, there's this thing trending right now. It is rich kid kutingsi, poor kid kutingsi.
But come on, during that Gary era, I'd say rich kid would think that what we are eating at that moment was what?
Cornflakes.
my God, I feel bad for rich kids. All these rich kids that I've not seen. Okay. I saw this poem, this school billboard in school. And someone wrote, rich kid go things in a zoo. I'm like, come on, that's a university.
No, rich kid listening to us right now will think that we are just doing a normal show, not knowing that we are glorifying poverty. So ladies and gentlemen, we've gone in deep. We're supposed to stay with you for 30 minutes and make sure that you have a swell time listening to us on the show. And that is what we did. And this is supposed to be a drive time. We have a whole lot of songs. We're supposed to use the remaining 8 minutes to play you amazing songs because, yeah, the Cruise Box show has a little bit of the drive time in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We should.
So shout out Promzy. We had an amazing time right here. Thank you for coming around.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I'm going to play you a song. I'm going to dedicate this song to you. And it's from the man Spyro. They say he does Afro gospel.
Oh, wow.
The name of the song is Only Fine Girl.
Yeah, I'm watching already.
Followed by that, I'm going to play you a song from Tems, and the name of the song would be Me and You, one of the new songs from Tems. I'm going to play you another song too, and this one would be from their king himself, Talk About Fire Boy. And I'm going to play you a song from the Laughter, Tears and Goosebumps album.
Okay, I feel like you playing Tems is like, okay, since you've played me a song by Spyro, you want to play yourself a song by Tems.
You know, the thing is, you just have to make it equal, you know. You believe in equality, so you just have to give it to equality. So other songs would follow, but either way, you're still listening to 100.7 Unio FM, and this is the Friday company, and I call it the Cruise Block. And I had the beautiful lady, Promzy, joined me, and we had a swell time right here.
And we had so much fun. We had amazing time.
And this song playing right here is Only Fine Girl by Spyro, and it's dedicated to the lady in the studio with me, so please do well to stay for the rest of the broadcast. Goodbye.
Fine girls for my gate, Vanessa day for my place, Dolani said day for my state, but I tell all of them to come out for my face. Ah, yeah, come out for my face. If they like it, they talk when they start to put it. If you know day, I know my to go celebrate. If you want me to sing, I go sing on my day.
So I tell all the girls I see them. Snapchat, you did my way. Blocking for all of them girls with them look my way. Only you did my way. Only you bump my data.
Expected destination. you come across a lot of persons from all walks of life. But what is that thing that connects us all? What is it that eases your stress?
A beautiful afternoon and welcome to Unity 100.7 FM.
And more. Search no further and listen to cool music to free your mind on Unio 100.7 FM.
This is my decision. I don't think you listen. You listen. I don't think you listen. For me to come out, it must mean I'm a detour. It must mean I'm not the same. It must mean I'm on your case. For me to come out, it means that I'm not the detour. I want to show you my world.
Baby,
baby,
won't you treat me like a king?
Baby,
baby, you need, baby. I get the sauce, get the juice, baby. I get the everything for you, baby.
As long as you there.
Bad boy, when you know for use, play game. I be king, I be me, share. Yeah, you know, so my love far away.
Far away,
far away. Me, I be fight for your love. But I know be beg for your love. I know be beg for your love. I know be beg for your love. Me, I be fight for your love. But I know be beg for your love.
Kilo too fat, kilo too fat, kishé fun.